Good morning. 7:09 and 16. Thank you so much for joining me. Happy hump day. Today, we got some lake effect snow to start, then partly sunny in the afternoon, high of 20 tonight. Clear, not as cold, and a low of 15. Then Thursday, sunny, high of 29. Nice Thursday coming our way.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, some big shot beer expert at Anheuser-Busch has made it his life's mission to teach people how to drink beer. And he's warning people that pouring beer wrong could cause stomach aches. Max Baker explains that when you pour beer slowly and carefully, the carbon dioxide gets trapped in the beer, and then all those bubbles go into your stomach, causing you to get bloated. Amazingly, the carbon dioxide trapped in the beer can expand to more than 2 times the actual volume of the beer. So the trick is to start with a tilted glass and pour vigorously, which will create a bunch of foam. The foam ends up making the beer taste better, and because the foam doesn't end up in your belly, you feel better while chugging your brew. It's a win-win. So this is why I never felt bloated at college parties. When you're by that keg, you got that thing pumped up, and that glass is tipped, and you're... and then you just shove it right in your face. I was doing it right all along in college. Well, Matt Damon is ready to shut his mouth when it comes to the Me Too movement. The actor came under fire last month after he talked about sexual misconduct in Hollywood. Now, on the Today Show, Matt says, quote, "I really wish I would have listened a lot more before I weighed in on this. Ultimately, what it is for me is that I don't want to further anybody's pain without anything I do or say. So for that, I am truly sorry." He added, quote, "A lot of those women are dear friends, and I love them and respect them and support them and what they're doing and want to be a part of that change and want to go along for the ride. But I should get in the back seat and close my mouth for a while." Matt put his foot in his mouth in December when he said, quote, "There's a spectrum of behavior, and there's a difference between, you know, patting someone on the butt or rape or child molestation, right? Both of those behaviors need to be confronted and eradicated without question, but they shouldn't be conflated, right?" That's what got him in trouble. Alyssa Milano and his ex-girlfriend, Minnie Driver, slammed Damon for those comments. "I feel bad for the guy. You know, obviously, he said some things that came off wrong. Really, for any guy at this point in time, we just got to keep our mouths shut. That's the best thing we can do. Really, in all of life, man, if we just keep our mouths shut, we won't get ourselves in trouble. You know? You know, I've learned that being married. And lastly, a scientist at Harvard University has seen the future, and she believes sex robots could make men obsolete. Kathy O'Neill thinks guys could be replaced by, quote, "dashing men bots who not only give them physical pleasure," give the women physical pleasure, that is, "but they will also do household chores. We're on a path where these robots will," quote, "outperform men, leaving many women with the easy choice of living with the reliable, fun machines and leaving flawed human guys behind." I didn't think ever, growing up anyways, as a young man, would I ever say a sentence like, "Ah, man, I totally got C-blocked by that man bot over there. God, I lost another chick to a man bot. Damn." Just a bunch of lonely guys out there because these man bots are stealing our women. Even more so now. Well, there you go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?